Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs, everyone, and to the new economy. And we are streaming every day stories about how people are not just working, but working in new ways and better ways. There's a lot of change going on in the air. And if we're talking about change, who better to talk to than Phil Sharkey, the Sharkey Report from the Higher Authority. Welcome back, Phil.
Thanks, Jeff. It's always a pleasure to be with you. It's the highlight of my week, my friend.
Look forward to it. Sad to say, the highlight for me too. But I want to tell our listeners they got to listen right to the end, because I guess you got a surprise for us at the end.
Yeah, I'd like to wrap the segment with one sort of interesting story of people pulling the wool over other eyes and the rest of the people getting taken advantage of. And so we can be vigilant and make sure that doesn't happen to yourself and all your listeners.
Right. Good. So what's up? Tell us.
Yeah, today I'm going to talk, Jeff, about we often at the Higher Authority, we're a pre-employment screening firm. We're a background check firm. So what does that mean? I constantly get mixed in with recruiters, and we're not. Many people think we're headhunters or staffers, and there's a huge, vast difference. Headhunters, recruiters, if you have someone that's looking for a position, they work for you and identify a person. They often, many times, will claim they've been screened, but it's by far not what we do. We do so much more in-depth screening. And what happens with a recruiter is, Jeff, they sort of build a rapport with you. So if you're looking for work, they get to know you, they get to like you, and they're already tainted. As a screener, you have to have a clear mind and a clear path. They're a blank slate to us. So whenever a file or a background is sent to us, someone's gonna hire someone, we don't have any a connection to them or whatever. And that's the difference with recruiters. They have a connection. And really, when you already like someone, how much are you gonna dig into their background to sort of find out the truth and find out who they really are? It doesn't work. We constantly see that we used to be adversarial. Like a lot of recruiting companies would tell us, stand down, we don't need you, we're doing background checks. Some of these large companies with three letter initials say, oh, we'll recruit and screen for you. It's not the fact. And what's happened is many recruiters have now become clients of ours, where they'll build a rapport. Nathan needs an assistant, your producer, and they'll identify someone. Then they'll send them to us to do a thorough background check, because I think what's happened, Jeff, is many companies spent a lot of money, recruited, identified, there's a lot of expenditure in that. They placed someone and then something went terribly wrong. Once again, not being proactive, being reactive. And my job is to proactively make sure that doesn't happen, to keep them out before they get in.
Well, and the implication is you can destroy a company by putting one bad apple into the bucket. And if you go through traditional references and background checks, it could be someone that everybody missed checking the person out as they're living a secret life.
Absolutely, we see that many times. And usually, and I'll be honest with you, the lower ranking positions, we sure get a lot of negativity and sort of shockingly information. But the higher ranking people, the CFOs, many times they've been passed along and along and along, and they're too powerful for anyone to really screen them. You're happy, you're thrilled for them to come into your company, and no one wants to ruffle any feathers and be the bad guy. We enjoy being the bad guy. So the recruiters still have a great rapport. They're the people with the white hats. They say, hey, Jeff, we're still good. Unfortunately, the Higher Authority surfaced that degree you claimed you had. You don't have it. There's the problem. We can't bring you on board. So the relationship with the recruiter is still pleasant. But unfortunately, you know, the truth has come out. And as we saw in the last segment with some of these famous people, high-ranking people, that they still are dishonest, and sometimes the effect of them being dishonest is a gigantic situation for a company to endure.
Well, you talk about lower-level workers. I think the issue sometimes is the higher-level workers, the senior executives who have hired professionals to write their resumes and cover up a lot of their past. Isn't that really the bigger issue for organizations?
It is, and it turns out to be what, a black eye, a huge embarrassment for companies that going forward, you're selling a product or an idea, whether it's Apple or one of these large companies. And when they find out that within your own house, you have people that have been dishonest and pulling the wool over eyes and not having that integrity you need, how can that affect your brand? Gigantically, right? I mean, you're selling your brand, and within your own house, you have someone who's, you know, been lying and not at all who they claim to be, or have the qualifications of who they claim to be. And again, for us to do the background check, it's so quick, so easy, 2 to 3 days. We have no horse in the race. Everybody's a blank slate to me. We have no meeting with the person. So you don't meet them. You don't know their weight, religion, color, creed, nothing. They're just, you know, we're just fact finders. And unfortunately, what I find today is that 30%, 32% this year of the people that we screen turn out to be not who they claim to be.
One third, let's be clear, one third of the people. That's a good one for Nathan to have as we talk about this and show this. But I don't want to get in trouble with the union people, because I used to be part of the Teamsters local as a, when I was in college doing work. But if there's a manufacturer or warehouse that's non-unionized, it wouldn't be unusual for a union person to be planted in a recruiting process either. And you could check that out as well, correct?
It really does. You have to be careful because you can't break any labor laws or such. But I've had clients tell me that they're trying to identify if this is a situation and they'd like to keep their company in a certain situation. And without breaking any rules, if it surfaces in the background that they're a big union person or a union backer and you don't want to ruffle any feathers. But again, it's public
information. It's about deception. If somebody's trying to keep a workforce ununionized, and I'm not going to say that's right or wrong, and someone's trying to plant a union organizer in the group,
right?
Then at least I think both sides should be upfront about it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we've come such a society. We're so individuals. You know, it's so strong in that regard. But employers still have some rights. You still can hire people that you want to. You look at two different resumes. You have Nathan and Chris. You may look at them and decide which one you like better. Employers still do have rights as long as they're not, you know, discriminating and being fair about it. But they have a certain position. They still can hire who they deem best for that position. That's what a background check is. It's not always just about the negative. Sometimes it's what how much positive we surface when they're trying to make a decision, a very important decision between two very qualified candidates. And sometimes the background check can lead them to go, we're going to go in this direction. You have to make a decision eventually. And I'm really sick and tired of companies really getting hammered for putting in what they think is the best people in place for the jobs. As long as
the one thing about Chris, if you know Chris, is that and you know, he's one of our executive producers, people might not know that, is that if he had anything to hide, he'd probably tell it to you right up front anyway, because he doesn't know how to control himself. But he's and the fact that he was a serial Democrat had no reason in not hiring him. As far as Nathan, he's tight-lipped to start with. So you have to pry it out of them.
It'd be a tough one to crack. But I tell that to my clients all the time. And sometimes, you know, negative stuff will surface. I'm no egotistical man where I don't realize that there's things that everyone has to, that in their background closet there. But sometimes we'll have a client that gets out in front of things and the applicant will say, hey, you know, you're going to surface a DUI that I had, you know, 2 years ago. And I tell the client, well, you have someone there who's right away showing you that they're pretty straightforward, and pretty honest and a step ahead of most of the people. And like you said, that number we said, a third, I like to point this out, that's a third percent that we surface background checks of people who know a background check's going to be conducted. Not if you just randomly grab 10 people and three came back negative. These are people that know, they look at the application, Jeff, they sign it, they give it to you, say, go ahead. And then 33% come back with some falsification. It's a huge number.
I've seen it way too often. That's the sad news. True. Phil, you said you had a surprise for me. I hope it's a good one. I do,
Jeff. I have a situation here where, once again, you talk about vetting someone, finding out before you spend your money. So whether it's your other radio entrepreneur families, your companies, the workforce, before you hire someone, this is very relevant, very current. So it's a New York State reportedly paid $69 million for ventilators. You know, it's such a thing and it's so important. But they paid $69 million to ventilators to an engineer with no background in medical supplies at the recommendation of the White House Coronavirus Task Force. So again, this was $69 million of an $86 million contract. This was from Reuters News. They paid this $69 million to the engineer with no background in medical supplies after he tweeted at President Donald Trump and the White House Coronavirus Task Force recommending him as a vendor. So they put him on the vendor list because of his tweet. And the ventilators never arrived in New York State, as we so desperately needed them. New York has since terminated the contract with the man, and he was a Silicon Valley electrical engineer. We have his name. Can we go ahead and share his name to the world? He doesn't seem to mind. His name is Yaron Oren-Pines. And they did reach him by phone, and he commented that neither himself nor his company is providing any comment on this matter at this time. So again, right now, New York's trying to recoup the $69 million he was paid.
So he was paid the money.
He was paid the money. for the ventilators that never arrived. So once again, this is a huge example of vetting someone. And I know, and I bring this up right now because then we're in a world of stress. Everything has changed. We have so many people working remotely. Companies are moving quickly and they're sort of putting the security to the side, just getting what they need in-house. And you can't rush to judgment. You still have to do your due diligence and your vetting.
$69 million would help a lot of New York State restaurants.
It really would. It's a huge number. The fact that this guy was just put on the vendor list because he tweeted, I mean, it's every day there's a story that's just is shocking.
Geez, I don't know if I should be tweeting more or less based on that. It's quite interesting, but yeah. Clearly I'm not doing the right tweeting. I'm having to make my money the old-fashioned way, hard work.
I think so. And I'm sure they'll work very hard to get this money back, but he may be on a nice slow boat to some foreign land by now, so it's going to be difficult.
Could be. Yeah. $69 million. You don't have to live in the United States to live well.
And you know what, Jeff, not to brag, but for, a $200 background check, I'm surely I could have proven beyond a shadow of a doubt whether this gentleman had any experience in the medical supply industry, which he had none.
Well, I have a lot of industries where I think that white collar crime is pretty rampant, and I've heard about that over time, and it's really too bad. So,
yeah, I mean, we're way past. There used to be a time in our society, especially with today, you're like, the handshake is good, Jeff. You can trust me, shake my hand. We know we can't shake hands anymore. It's the same thing with trusting. Not to just say that everyone is negative, but when we say a third of the people come out not who they are, I think I'd want to know.
Well, that's true. I do believe in a background check, but believe it or not, since 1985, my consulting firm has, we've had over 700 organizations we worked with without any formal contract. So it's been nice to be able to work that way without any lawsuits afterward. That doesn't mean every one of the 700 still wants to work with me. I would hope that's not the case. Or my firm.
I'm sure they enjoy working with you, my friend.
But again, I was a Boy Scout and I was trained by my dad, and but I understand just because I bring a certain attitude to work doesn't mean the next person does. Phil, if somebody's interested in that small $200, $300 to protect themselves, how would they find you?
We're very easy to find on the World Wide Web at www.hireauth.com. That's H-I-R-E-A-U-T-H. We're located here in Easton at 508-230-5901. Very easy to reach. And unlike a lot of our competitors, you don't get a voicemail, you don't get a system, you don't punch in letters and stuff. You get a human being still answering the phones, ready to serve you. And our difference compared to large screening companies is you have a lot of human contact and ease of service. And we find that goes a long way to pleasing the clients.
Well, Phil, I want to thank you for being on the show. I think it's very important as we gear up and put back the economy in a new way. We look forward to speaking to you again in the next coming weeks, and remind everyone this is Radio Entrepreneurs.